connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FSO calling AC-8-AC.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Tom. G-A-W-O-J. Morning, Rick. Good morning. How you doing, young man? You on your way to work? Actually, I'm on my way to the orthopedic surgeon to follow up with my shoulder that's still killing me. I just said good luck with that. Is it just a checkup? Are they going to do something? I'll have to follow up the next step and see what they're going to do. I mean, they already gave me anti-inflammatories for a month, and that didn't solve the issue. Oh, boy. Is your doctor at least close to home? Mount Clemens, and that's where I'm heading, and then I gotta go up to Armada after that. Oh, jeez. You are a traveler, that's for sure. Man, oh man. A road warrior. I guess. I just do my job and try to do it as the best of my abilities. Yep, that's all we can do, eh? I know what you mean, though. Every morning I get up at 4:35 to go out and feed the cat there, and man, oh man, the pain in my back just kills me for hours.
Yep, that's how it usually goes. Just putting dishes away kind of made my shoulder hurt, so. But now I got to turn around and go back to the house because I forgot my smartwatch. So I need that. That keeps track of my heart rate.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a nifty little toy there. I got one of those, a pulse oximeter, like they have in a doctor's office. You just clip on your finger and it gives you your pulse and your oxygen level there. But you got to put it on for it, you know, so if you're at rest, when I'm at rest, I can't tell what the heart rate is. By the time I get up and get the thing and put it on, I'm not at rest anymore, so... that would be a nice little tool there.
Yeah, you could do, I got an Apple phone, so I got an Apple Watch. But my son's got an Android, so he's got the Android version of the smartwatch. My coworker has one too. It checks his heart rate. It'll do his blood pressure and his pulse ox.
Wow, I never knew such things existed.
Well, they're not cheap, I know that much.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I probably couldn't afford one anyway.
Well, some carriers, you know, like T-Mobile, Verizon, and all of them, you can get a smartwatch through them, and it just goes on your plan.
Well, I'll have to check. I got AT&T. I doubt they'd be helpful at all.
Well, it all depends on what kind of phone you got, is what kind of watch you want to match it up with.
Yeah, I got Android. I've never had an iPhone or a Mac.
Oh, then AT&T would have a, you know, if you got a Samsung, you get a Samsung watch. You know, or just any one of the Android smartwatches will work. So you can have it added to your plan.
Well, I'll have to check that out later. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I had Android for a while, and then I got a better deal on Apple phone, iPhone. So I went that direction, and everything is through the cloud, and, you know, I've had it for years. I'm like, eh. You know, the Android ones are just too much stuff on it that I don't need. So the Apple was the way to go because it was a little bit more simplistic. All right, I'll be right back. I got to run on the house. KCKGO. All right, let's try that again. KCKGO, back on the road.
Hey, you remember a long time ago, I remember when I was young, there was a show on TV, Art Linkletter, Kids Space and Dinosaur Space. They had some videos on YouTube for their interviews with controllers about who's in charge at home and all this stuff.
Art Linkletter. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, he did The Kids Say the Darndest Things, and then there was another show, like Pranks kind of thing that they did that was pretty popular also.
Yeah, but he did something besides The Kids Say the Darndest Things. He had another TV show, I think, didn't he? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it either, but it was sort of like prank things, like they'd put somebody in a room, and there'd be almost nothing in the room except a little table and a great big red button and then a little sign that said, "Do not push the red button." And then cameras would watch him. Oh, Candid Camera, that's what it was, Candid Camera.
That's right.
Man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was a kid. I know that was in the 60s and 70s, but I wasn't born until 69, so it's not in syndication when I was older.
Yeah, I was born in the early 50s there. It seemed like the early 60s I remember watching that. I could be wrong, though. It's happened before.
I used to watch on the Game Show Network back when the kids were little, when they had quality game shows, Beat the Clock, Whose Line Is It, or What's My Line, things like that. Oh, and Match Game.
Oh, yeah, I remember all those. I didn't really watch any of them, but I do remember them.
Yeah, when I was sick, I always watched The Price is Right. That one was always fun to watch. Price is Right. On occasion, I watched Wheel of Fortune. And, oh gosh. What's the other one there? Jeopardy. Yeah, I'd watch those every so often. Yeah, I remember I was real little. It must have been the 50s, late 50s. Saturdays, when we didn't go to school there, was cartoon day. And, you know, most of the morning till early afternoon would be all cartoons on TV. And my mom would go shopping, and she'd come home sometime during the morning and have a brand new fresh bag of those cheese bones. I'd grab that bag and watch the TV. There was a program called Sky King. Some guy who had a plane, and he was flying around doing all these good deeds and all different kinds of stuff. That was ancient history, too. Oh, yeah, Saturday morning cartoons. Absolutely. Scooby-Doo, the Flintstones, Hong Kong Phooey, Laugh Olympics, Bugs Bunny. Yep, I think my favorite was the Roadrunner and the Coyote. Oh, that was my grandfather, too. My grandparents used to come and visit. We'd wake up in the morning and watch cartoons, and it was always the Roadrunner and the Coyote. Absolutely, he was a big fan of the Roadrunner. Yeah, that poor old Coyote, he never won nothing, but he never gave up. Sure didn't. And, I mean, I still watch them on Boomerang. So, I'll sit down, I'll watch Scooby-Doo, of course, or Scooby and Scrappy-Doo. And, but between 9:15 and 10:25, watch Emergency. YouTube's got a bunch of old shows on the series kind of stuff, and I've been watching one lately called Tombstone Territory. It's an old Western. A lot of it's black. In fact, I think most of it's black and white. I remember those from, I think it was the late 50s. Oh, yeah, we got a Tubi, I think that's what it is. Or one of the free ones. And so often we'll watch Maverick. Geez, Laredo. It's just, you know, good quality old-fashioned television. You know, but I'm a big Emergency fan. So I'll watch that anytime it's on. Even though I have the box collection, I still watch it. Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about the older ones. It just seemed like I see better television, I guess. And now we get to watch them without the commercials. Oh, yeah, there's some channels you can watch. And, I mean, you'll have commercials, but you'll have, like, 2 minutes worth right in the middle of the beginning, and then after that it's all the show. Even movies that way too. KC, KJO Friday, we haven't done that yet. Yep, I forgot myself, KEWOJ. And yeah, I noticed that for a while YouTube started, like I always have ad blockers on my browsers there, and I noticed YouTube started putting commercials within the video. So you couldn't get around them. But it didn't seem like that lasted very long. Everybody started leaving and going elsewhere. Yeah, I mean, they still have commercials on, or commercials or advertisements, but there's a option down there when you're watching YouTube that you can hit next or skip after so many seconds. Yeah, that happens when I watch on the phone there. Usually on the desktop, though, I have a browser that will take care of all that kind of junk. But, yep, that happens on my phone. So, you still liking that new radio? You been playing with Wires X at all? No Wires X. You know, eventually I'll figure something out. But I like it because of the fusion. You know, Wires X, I mean, it's almost like having a... whatever you call it in my truck, a hotspot or an all-star. Yep, exactly. And from what I understand, I never tried it, though. You can send text messages, you can send pictures, different kind of stuff over there. I never got that far into it, but I like the C4 FM also. I was cruising the 2-meter band one day looking for contacts there, and
I heard these two guys, well, I heard something, couldn't tell what it was. So I switched over to C4FM, and boom, there they were. And they had kind of a southern accent there, so I thought, well, this isn't, doesn't seem to be local. And so I listened for a while, and then when they broke, I put my call sign out there. And they heard me and came back because the call sign didn't match any of theirs in the area. They were in West Virginia. We had a nice long, probably about a half hour, 45-minute conversation on a repeater down there in West Virginia.
You're connected.
Well, C4FM, isn't that Fusion?
Yes. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I heard a couple nets when I was on my way back from the west side. Never jumped in on it, but I mean, I got it. You know, the eastern link and the western link in my radio.
Oh, cool. I think if I remember right, that was my absolute very first QSO card from them guys. That was pretty cool. And, of course, I didn't have any cards to send back because I don't normally do stuff like that.
Yeah, I just rotated the dial over to Fusion Detroit on the A channel, and I'll hear somebody on there. And then I got the Who Cares Fusion on there, too. So I bounce around where I can, you know, when I remember to. I just, like, spin the dial. I haven't figured out how to set up scan yet, but that's another adventure when it gets warm out. I don't like doing anything in the cold, but I don't have to.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to camp out in the cold in the winter all the time, and now I don't like going out on the porch for a cigarette.
Yeah, I remember those days. I used to go sneak out in the rental property. I used to go out the back door, and then there was a speed heater exhaust right there, so I stand right there by it and stay warm. And then moved to the house that I'm in now and smoked outside, but now I don't smoke. My wife doesn't smoke. I vape, but not those big, huge, you know, $200 unit kind of thing. You know, so I just have like a little vape, and it's no big deal. It's just me in the house.
Yeah, the cigars I smoke are cheapies too. They're about the size of a cigarette, and they got a filter on them. It's just that they're made with cigar tobacco and wrapped in a cigar leaf instead of a paper. But you know, I need to play with my Fusion again. I think I've almost forgot how to use it. I got a couple of Fusion radios here, and I haven't been on there in a long time.
Yeah, I'm only on there every so often. You know, usually I'm on the FBI Central Michigan link. And if usually that's if it chirps up, I'll jump over there if there's nobody on UHF.
Yeah, I used to scan and bounce around all over the place, and it seems like now I'm the same way. I just kind of stick on the FBI network most of the time, and then the other VFO is tuned into Statewide One. Seems like since I got DMR figured out, that's about the only digital I've been doing anymore.
Yeah, I got another radio for that. For DMR, I got my Motorola. And I got P25 in here too, VHF.
Well, that's what I like about it. I bought a ClearNode, and it's got P25 in it also, but I started looking around for, you know, where to talk on P25. I couldn't find almost anything, you know. I think there was 15 places I found. They were all in Ohio and Indiana. So I gave it a try, and boy, it was like, you know, it's supposed to be so nice and crisp and clear, and everything sounded like everybody was at the end of their leash, and you could just barely make them out.
Yeah, I got a P25 tape radio, but that's on loan from WEBD Wally. And then I got my system Fusion here now. made that jump. And then I got my Motorola XPR4550 for UHF and DMR and, what's the other one? Oh, GMRS. Oh, yeah, I got a couple of GMRS radios around here somewhere. The old Motorolas we used to use for deer hunting all the time. I don't know, I got the bug yesterday. I thought, geez, I need another handheld, which I don't. I got but I was hearing about this new Anytone 890, so I started looking into that. And it just looked like a 878 with just a slightly different features kind of thing. But it's like $50 cheaper. Yeah, I don't have any Anytones. I got a bunch of types. I got a I got an MDUV 380, and then I got I got a Retevis 3. I think it's the only types I got. Oh, I got a tight MV 9600. That's one that my coworker talks GMRS on. And what else I got? Oh, I got a couple of Linko older VHF UHF HDs that are front panel program only. Got a Retevis 3 and a bunch of mouth things. Oh yeah, I got mouth things sitting around here somewhere. Before I got my license, I thought, well, they were cheap on Amazon. I thought, well, I'm going to get one, actually a pair of them, and learn how to program and listen to etiquette and, you know, how people do things and get a little bit used to it before I get my license. So I did that. It was kind of interesting. I enjoyed listening. Yeah, I went and got my license first, and then I acquired a radio on an even trade for a Model S plane to a HD in Old Kenwood, TH-79AB. And funny, that one gave up the ghost. And I got, I forgot I had another one around. It was just a 2-meter, a 2-meter, but that one died out too. Then I got the Baofeng, and I had the Baofeng for years, but never used it. And I started getting back into it about 2 years ago. A little bit more than I used to. Yeah, I've heard quite a few people recently talking on, I think it's a GM32 or something, Baofeng, and man, the audio is great on them. And they're not that expensive either. I have considered getting another one of them, and I thought, man, I got too many handhelds as it is already. Hey, Joe. Yeah, I got the DM32, which you got to use the stock firmware for that, or stock CCS software. You can't change it over to OpenGD77. But then I got a DM1701 that's OpenGD77. What else do I got? Oh, I got a couple 5Rs, 5RX, and whatever I can put OpenGD77 on is what I put it on there. It's so much more easier.
Sounds like you got a regular Radio Shack store over there at your house.
I try.
Yeah. I might have asked you this already, but I forgot the answer. Did you ever get that antenna up in the attic?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's up in the attic. I strapped it to a copper pipe, you know, a piece of copper pipe. And then I took a bunch of electrical tape and mounted it to the truss up in the attic. It's vertical polarized. Then I ran the LMR 400 down. Through the hatch into the attic, down the wall, it's just taped underneath the door, and then it's mounted to the radio that's on the little desk my son made in his old room. Got the power supply in there, I got my Alinko mounted.
Excellent. I got a little desk here, and I went and got a cheap bookshelf kind of thing. It's probably, I don't know, 3-4 foot tall, 3 foot tall maybe.
with two shelves in it, and I put some bracing on it to sturdy it up, kind of thing. And I got the radios mounted to this little bookshelf thing sitting on the desk. I can get like 3-4 radios in there.
Well, I'd like to find one of those old mounts that the layout, you know, that law enforcement and EMS, you know, first responders use. Let's just leave it at that. You know, that mounts in here where I can mount all the radios on one rack. But I haven't found one yet. You know, bolted to the floor of the work van.
Yeah, when I first started, I was thinking the same thing. It's too bad there ain't a rack mount like they have for the stereo equipment and stuff. just mount everything in line on the rack.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting another vehicle, and I've got to get rid of the Cadillac. She's got issues. Get rid of that, and so there's a friend of the family that owns a dealership over on Wayne, and he's got a fleet expedition there. I want to pick a gander at it and see how much it costs monthly for it.
Oh, excellent. A fleet expedition, what is that? Is that like a Suburban type thing?
Yeah, it's about the same size as my Escalade, but it's Ford. So I want to see what they got over there. You know, I just haven't had a chance lately.
Well, you know, I'm 72, and I've never had a new vehicle in my life, but I always bought used stuff. But I end up with a lot of Fords, and it seemed like them things run forever. I went through them pretty fast anyway, though. I used to be a road warrior like yourself.
Don't say that too loudly. My son's got problems with his F-150. It's a 2017. He's got trans issues. You know, the computer's all goofing up on it. Not sure what he's going to do with it yet.
Yeah, they make some lemons, too. I know an uncle a long time ago had doing a little snowplow business on the side there. Bought a brand new four-wheeler and new plow in the whole 9 yards, and he had nothing but engine troubles right from the start.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, is it doesn't matter which one it is. Each vehicle has their own separate issues in one way or another. But it's so computer-controlled, all the computer's got to do is get a glitch in it, and then it just messes up the vehicle altogether.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I was wrong. Now that I think about it, I don't think it was engine problem. I think it was transmission problems that he had trouble with also. Yeah, I found all the older cars. It seems like they'll last a while, but you get a certain amount of miles on it, and the electrical system starts going. And when that starts going, you can chuck it there and start over.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we'll see how it goes. He's looking at other options. He's just hoping that one viable option will be able to get him into another vehicle because he still owes like $18K on it.
Holy cow, I remember buying a brand spanking new mobile home for that.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, geez, you can't even touch a new, you can't even touch a, what is that, the Jeep, or the, what's the big, is it a big Chrysler or something like that? And they want like $120,000 for that thing. That's the same price as my house is.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you'd have to live in it. There's nothing with four wheels that's worth that much money to me.
Oh, 100%. I mean, geez. I mean, your house you could finance over 30 years, but your car loan is only 5-6 if you're lucky. And you enter the price of that per month, it's like $3,000 a month or something like that. It's ridiculous.
And then the full coverage insurance to cover it? Geez, OP.
100%, not worth it. Now, the one I'm looking at is got, I think, like 90,000 miles on it, and they won 89 for it. I forgot what year it is. I think it's a 16 or a 17, so not a bad price. I don't know how much I can whittle them down with it, though, but it's a price per month. Yeah, my dad's going to run me.
I think my favorite vehicle, the one I think was the best I ever had, was a 2000 Jeep Cherokee, 5-speed stick. I think it had 95,000 on it when I bought it for $6,000. And I think when I finally got rid of it, it had, 180 or something on it, and no real breakdowns, but things were starting to go. The stainless brake lines were rusting out and going, and but anyway, it was a heck of a vehicle, and the Cherokee was awesome for me because I kept all my fishing tackle and some of my hunting stuff back in there, and I was ready to head north. I didn't have to do a lot of packing; it just stayed packed.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I had a 2005 Dodge Durango, and after a while, that thing started falling apart. It was rusting out, and the engine started acting up. Put a bunch of money into it, and the transmission blew on it. Had to get another used trans. And my Volkswagen Eurovan, I love that thing. I got an old friend. He had an old Ford, a Ford pickup he bought. It had, I can't remember how many miles it had on it when he got it, 60, 70,000 or something like that anyway. He ended up putting 350,000 miles on that thing, and it was still going strong. I mean, when he sold it, the guy bought it for a plow vehicle.
Yeah, some of those old vehicles last a long time. They could be rust buckets, but man, they still do get around because it's all old school points and all that other stuff instead of a computer.
Yep, the sheet belt stayed pretty good on it for an awful long time, but I think he did have I can't remember if he had it was a transfer case or a transmission he had out of problem, and he had to swap out one time, and that was pretty much it for the whole life of the truck.
Yeah, I had a 79 Cadillac sedan DeVille, and that one blew the motor on that one. Wasn't intentional. She had a knock in there already or a kick, and then finally she just gave up the ghost and went kaput.
Yeah, I had another uncle that bought a used Riviera, and what a nice, awesome car that was. It run for quite a long time, but then, like I said earlier, he started developing, it had everything on it, electric seats and windows and this and that and the other, and the electrical system started going, and it was just a nightmare after that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's crazy. So no matter what vehicle you get, unless you do proper maintenance on it, it doesn't last very long. Oh, let's do a KCKGO.
Yeah, I had a Ford two-wheel drive pickup. It was a great truck, but something happened. I can't remember what it was. It was a three-speed on the column shifting stick. And something happened in the column there, and shifting it ended up cutting a bunch of wires or something. Oh, what a nightmare that was. It had to go to a dealer to get fixed because nobody else had prints, electrical prints kind of thing, and it took them forever and quite a bit of money to get that thing fixed.
Connected to CMN Network.
I guess as long as you keep up on the maintenance and the oil changes and the trans flushes and the radiator flushes, the car can last for quite a while. Maybe I had a 74 Nova, and the only reason I got rid of it is because I moved back to Michigan from California. But the heater core started going leaking on it, and I feel like fixing it.
Yeah, that would be way too much work. That's behind the dash, right? You'd have to pull out all the dash to replace that, I think.
Well, I was just disconnecting the hoses and the firewall and then going up in there and taking apart the heater box and pulling it out and sticking another one through the wall. and then reconnected hoses with clamps. But still, like I said, I was 18, 19, and I wasn't too inclined to do anything like that. Plus, I was moving, so I sold it to a friend, and I got some money for it. That's all that mattered. They took it and kept it for a while, I think. They wanted it, so I sold it to them.
AWOJ. Well, Tom, I'm going to get on out of here. My stomach is starting to chew on my backbone there. I think it's time for breakfast. So good luck at the doctor's there. I hope everything goes good and you can get that fixed up pretty quick, especially still working. You know, I'm in pain all the time, too, but I don't have to work. I can spend most of the day laying down if I have to. But anyway, have a good one there, and we'll catch you later. AWOJ.
You must have read my mind, so it's just about, I just pulled up and gave it a couple minutes. Now I got to get in there. I like to be early. Maybe they'll call me in early. All right, enjoy the day. Put some food in the belly, and I will talk to you later. 73 KCHKJO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KWOJ, KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Joe, good afternoon. I'm glad you're out there. I was beginning to think this radio was dead or something.
Oh, didn't want to leave you out there hanging, wondering if it was working, if there, and if you were being heard. Want to make sure you knew you weren't dreaming that you were sitting out there. But you really are sitting out there.
Well, that I know, but I had the radio tuned in over here all day, and I haven't heard a thing on there. I started thinking, maybe I've seen some kind of bubble over here.
Well, not to sound bad, but when I bump my elbow or bump a leg or a knee or foot or toe, and I get a pain a little bit, I say, oh, thanks. It reminds me I'm actually alive and awake. I'm not dreaming.
Well, now, see, I'm just the opposite. I got pain all the time. If I was to ever have no pain, then I'd think passed on.
Well, I can relate to that up until about, about 4 or 5 days ago. I got some of this stuff you mix in water that has no taste. Helps your system, your digestion, everything. Ever since I started that, I'm actually having days with no achiness in joints. I just a probiotic type digestion powder with no taste, no aftertaste, no residual effect other than it's supposed to help your digestion and your good bacteria and all that fun stuff. And I tried it from Costco. And I've tried it every water glass for every meal and just a couple teaspoons of that stuff in water and you don't even know it's there. And then eventually I started thinking, wait a minute, I'm not aching all the time. What's going on?
Well, that's cool. Sorry about the delay there. I was switching over to the clear note. I went to see. I'm on the porch here with the handheld, and I figured I might as well go with the clear note. In case I move around a little bit, I won't be drifting out on you.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. You sound a little clearer on this one, this last transmission. Just for the heck of it, I'll send you a picture of what I'm talking about. You can look into it if you want or don't. Doesn't matter. But if you do look into it, let me know how it does for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I figured that, but I've switched over to the clear note there. I'd be nice and clear. I guess that's why they call it clear note. Hey, by the way, did you ever get a DMR radio? I know you were looking for one a while back. Did you fall out of your chair? Well, Joe, hope you're okay. Don't want to know what happened to you there, if you can hear me. Have a good one, and I'll be standing by. KEWOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I don't want to be, though. KF8S Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
I heard a Cujo out there. KF8S.
Hey, Joe. What's going on, Dave?
Not much. Just dropping off a flute. My daughter forgot, so I had to do the flute delivery for her flute class.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I'm in my old neighborhood where I grew up, 15 and Ryan. A lot has changed.
Oh, did you go to Warren Connor or did you go to Utica?
I went to, where did I go? It was Lutheran, it was a Lutheran school, so I went to Trinity in Utica, so all my friends in the neighborhood went to Grissom, and they went to Sterling Heights High School.
Yeah, that's Warren Kahn. Okay. I went to Clintondale.
Yeah, not familiar with that. Is that also in Warren Consolidated?
No, Clintondale was its own school district out of Clinton Township, just north of the Fraser district.
Okay, now it would be, the Chippewa Valley now?
No, that's further east. You got, Clintondale was 15 at Little Mac and the surrounding area. Fraser was south of, 15, I think. Maybe a little bit, maybe 14. Yeah, I think it was 14 mile. And then Chippewa is like 19 in Garfield area. Where my mother-in-law's house is Chippewa at Canal and Garfield.
Yeah, I think we're, Chippewa Valley in Macomb. So it goes pretty far north. And if the kids decide they want to go to public school, they would go to Dakota. Just like our Dakota.
And what's really funny is Dakota was a senior while my daughter was a freshman at Romeo.
A small world. So, okay, so you, even though you're in Memphis, you're part of the Romeo schools?
No, I lived in Romeo for about 6 years, and my daughter graduated in 2015 from Romeo. My son graduated in 2010 from Henry Ford II over there in Sterling Heights, you know, Utica District.
Yep, I know where that is. We lived near, I used to live near Stevenson. It's probably really close to the downtown area, like a mile from the, I don't know if you'd call it a downtown, but you know, the city center.
Yep, Stevenson High. That's Utica Schools also. My wife went to HF2 as well. That's her brother's.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I know Sterling Heights was really nice back in the 80s and the 90s. I don't know how it is now. I mean, it's very congested now, I feel like. When I grew up, you know, living in Sterling Heights, things felt a little more spaced out. Now everything is so built up.
Oh, yeah. Especially Dodge Park. I remember Dodge Park being a dirt baseball diamond. They had outhouses on the trail over to the bridge. They didn't have all the band stuff there or anything like that. You know, when that was back in the 70s and 80s when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think you're ahead of me as far as I'm just a tiny bit younger than you. Not much, but most of my childhood was in the 80s that I remember. I don't remember the 70s. Like, I was, you know, I was six by the end of the 70s, so I don't really remember the 70s.
Yeah, I graduated in 87 to give you just how old I am. I'll be 57 this year. KCK Joe.
Okay, yeah, I was 92, so we wouldn't have even crossed in high school. But, yeah, I'm going to be 52 soon. And still trying to get into the workforce again, which is a challenge. But we'll see how it goes. I'm going to pick up odd jobs here and there probably if I don't. I've got one prospect at the end of this week, so we're going to see what happens there. But it's not looking good if you're in our age range. It's hard to get a past the filters of the, you know, the resume filters. So I've been doing some tricks for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a couple places here in Sterling Heights. I mean, then you got the Garrison, you got BAE, you got Oshkosh. So they're looking for programmers.
Yeah, I don't have a doubt that I'll find something. It's just right now I can afford to be picky, and then I will start whittling it down and not being picky. But I don't know. I'm taking it easy with this whole thing. I needed to do a career reset. Last job just kind of pushed me over the edge where I just said, you know what, I'm done. It was just there was a lot of combinations of things that happened where I just decided, yeah, I looked at my finances and I looked where I was at. It's like, I can afford to take off a little bit of time.
Well, there you go. All right, I got to jump. My coworker's here tapping on my truck, so I will chat at you soon. 73-KC-KGO.
All righty. Talk to you later. KFA-Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
My radio's bugging out right now, kind of weird. The coax was being weird. Uh-oh. This is KSAFQN. Stand by.
All right, I'm standing by KE8RUH.
KSAFQN. Sorry about that. The coax on my thing was being weird. It was like, it just like came out. Like I had it screwed on, but I guess I didn't screw it on tight enough.
Interesting. So how are you liking the new radio? Did you get that antenna mounted, or is it still in a temporary configuration?
It's still temporary. My dad was supposed to get it mounted. My dad and I were supposed to get it mounted last weekend, but we didn't have time. It's still in that bucket, but this is the only repeater I can reach out clearly to, because my room and garage is blocking the rest of the RF signal, so it's kind of 240 degrees of like clear signal until it starts getting distorted. But I'm liking the radio. I love this any tone. The coax had to buy, but it's KRF1 or coax, and I love it. And the antenna is, yeah, really good on it. There's, I think the SWR on it, it's like 1.1 or something.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's good to have a radio that you like and you're confident in. What repeater are you getting into, the Romeo?
Yeah, Roger, I am. They said the Romeo repeater doesn't have that good distance, but yeah, I'm using the Romeo.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you figured out with a mobile unit and some extra wattage, it goes a long way over an HT.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm trying to get an antenna for one of my newer HTs, the QRZ1 by QRZ. But it doesn't use the typical SMH female. I mean, it does, but I think it's, or it might not, but it doesn't use a, like on the actual transceiver body itself, it uses, it uses like a weird antenna connector that I don't have. All my other radios are SMA, I kind of forgot, it's like female to male. There's a male pin on the transceiver, but I need to get a new antenna for that, so I can try to reach out to the Romeo repeater. But yeah, I'm running 25 watts right now with that. But even with my AC, that 10 watt one, I can still get in pretty clear on that Romeo.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's fun to figure out what repeaters you can get into and from where, and just keep experimenting and learning the limits of travel from a repeater.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the things that got me interested in the ham radio. RF signals, that got me really interested into it. It still is. I still do some research about all the signals and the lengths of it and stuff. But yeah, it's really fun experimenting with the radios, too.
Yep. Over time, you'll come up with quite the collection, I'm sure. Since you're so young, you'll be able to collect stuff over the years and have better ones and things that are better for different situations. But, yeah, it's a fun hobby. What's your next thing you're going to try to get into? Do you have another radio picked out or a digital mode or anything like that?
Next radio, when I get my generals, I want to see about the D90. D90. And I want to try. I'm not advanced on this level yet, but I'm at Raspberry Pi. I want to try a little bit to try to make my own digital mode, like how Frankie and Taylor do the FC8. I'm going to try that, the more simpler version of it. It's using, I think, what, DTMF. But yeah, the D90 I want to try to get because of, like, how the waterfall display in the antenna tuner.
Very cool. I think Dakota had one of those, NADBF, and he really enjoyed it when he had it. But I think he sold that a long time ago and bought something else.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people like it. They see the antenna tuner on is awesome. Like, you can turn anything that's metal into an antenna, basically, with that. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it. And they say it's good, like, for beginners just getting into HF, which obviously is expensive. It's $400, but still. That's still awesome if you can get QSOs that far away.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think from what I've figured out is $400 for a HF rig is not that expensive. It's a lot of money, but they are definitely more expensive than that in a lot of cases.
Yeah, definitely know that. Ham radio is not a cheap hobby in general. Even I'm looking at ICOM. I don't want to get an ICOM radio because of how expensive they are, but I'm looking at one of their, you know, those, like, big HF radios that, like go inside your house. Those things are, like, $1,000, $5,000. It's, like, crazy how, like, dedicated some people get into the hobby, like, where they have, like, 80 different ICOM radios. It's kind of cool, though.
Yep, it definitely, there's a lot of people that make us look like we're doing it recreationally, you know? We're just truly making it a hobby, and they're doing it on a professional level.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's pretty cool about all the stuff and all the antennas they have and stuff. That's also another thing that got me the hobby antennas. I don't know about you, but there's so many different antennas that, like you can't even name all of them.
Antennas.
Yep. Antennas seem to be a never-ending rabbit hole. There's so many different types, so many different configurations, that every time you think you figured something out, you just open another wormhole to go down.
There it goes.
KFAF2N. Hey, I think we have a breaking station, but his call sign got interrupted, so I'm just going to hand it over to the breaking station, or see if he's still there.
NAWJL. Good afternoon, gentlemen. What machine are y'all going through?
One of us are on the Warren, and one of us is on the Romeo. How's it going, Jay? This is Anthony, KE8RUH. But, gentlemen, I am pulling up at the house right now, and got to get back to that phone call that just was coming through. So I will say 7-3 and catch up with you guys later. Have a great day.
Well, all right. 73, see, I'll let the young gentleman clear out with you. This is NAWJL.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm logging
in both of you guys' contacts. Jay, how are you doing this evening, or this afternoon?
Is it afternoon yet? Okay, well, I'm doing all right. I'm just kind of scanning the band, and I just overheard you guys as I was scanning and ran into you guys, but you know, this is a good hobby, you know. I think I was probably your age when I got into ham. How old are you?
I am 11 years old.
Oh, yeah, 11 years old, I was,
at home, and I had walkie-talkies and stuff like that. Nothing like what we got today. Nothing like today, you know, but it's a good one. I don't know if I answered. Do you have Echolink as well?
Yes, I do. That was what I was using for the past. Well, I got this radio this month, so yeah, the past was 2 months. But yes, I do have Echolink.
Okay. So what have you talked out there? Go ahead.
Right now I'm talking on Antitone 778, and until I think I got this radio 2 weeks ago. So anything below that, so like say 2 months, I was using Echolink to get into this repeater system.
Sorry about that. I'm doing some work over here. Well, all right. Sounds good. What have you talked on Echolink, though?
Roger, where have I talked? Well, this is Peter, the KSBI. WALAP, I'm up here. And the East Coast Reflector.
Very good, very good. Okay. Sounds good, sounds good. Yeah, that's a nice little tool to have for those who don't have antennas. Oh, they're making so much noise over here. But, all right, someone else was going to ask you, but I can't think now. That's what happens when you get old as me. You can't think as good as you used to when I was your age, yeah. But, where was I going to ask you? What kind of antenna are you putting up? Are you going to put up a base antenna there? What kind of radio are you using?
Yeah, the radio I'm using right now, like I'm currently transmitting on, is the Anytone 778. It's a mobile radio, but I'm using it as my base station. And the antenna, it's already up, but it's not like, it's in a bucket full of rocks as kind of temporary, but it's the Diamond X50A, which is a base antenna.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about. So you got a diamond. Well, you still have some pretty good game with that antenna. Is that a dual band antenna?
Yeah, it is. HF, VHF.
Okay, and if you mind me asking, how high you got?
So it's on the second story of my house. It's right in front of my window, my room. And that's about 30 feet. And when it's going to be firmly mounted, it's going to be at 40-some feet.
Oh, well, yeah, you'll be able to really get out. You'll reach out there. You'll be able to get into I don't know. You might be able to get in Canada now. I don't know. Have you ever tried any of those machines over there?
Like the GM here, like the repeater up in Warren. I've tried it with my HT, never with, actually I have before. I've tried Warren repeater with this radio, but I didn't get in good. I was just static.
Oh, you'll be all right once you get that antenna outside, though. How many watts did that Anytone put out?
My radio, it puts out 25 watts max.
All right, that's good. So all in all, you need to get to a nice outside antenna and poof. Don't tell them where you might pick up there, right?
And hopefully, I need a waterproof the connectors on my antenna right now, because it's outside right now, but I didn't waterproof the connector, the PL-239, that connects with that SO-259, I think, And do you think, like, yeah, it doesn't really handle moisture well, so I need to waterproof that.
Yeah, put some silicone or some tape around there, black electrical tape around them connections there. You definitely don't want no moisture to get into that wire there. Then you will have a problem. You'll have a high SWR or something like that. So, okay. Well, you're doing fine now. Well, you know, that's good. So, but then again, wait a minute. You got your antenna inside, right?
Yeah, it's outside right now, and it's 30 feet up right now.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to make sure it's tape or some silicone around there so no water gets in that coax. Yeah, that could run your SWR up there, and no telling, like, blow something up over there, depending on how much power is running through there. So, well, all right, I just heard you and the gentleman in there, you forgive me if I forget your name there, but you know, this is Jay on this here, so I'm going to let you go. I got some little work to do over here, but I'm glad you got things up and running there, and so you can sort of reach out, and before you know it, man, you'll be like me. I'll be getting into a lot of machines with this big old antenna I got there. Of course, I got a beam there, and so 16-millimeter beam, so I'm able to really reach out there, and that's a lot of fun when you're able to reach out to a lot of other machines. So, but anyway, I'll let you go, and you have a fine day, and we'll get back with you another time. This is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lee.
Roger, well, nice talking to you again. I believe we haven't talked in a while, actually. Last time I heard you on here was when I got my ham license. But I hope we get to talk again, and you have a good rest of your day as well. And 73 to you, and this is KF8, FQN and clear.
Thank you. FQN, I believe, NAWR. What's the name?
My name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. It's Wyatt.
That's pretty cool. Okay, Wyatt. Well, you take care, young fellow. And like you said, we'll hook up again later on. So this is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Well, Danny, have a good rest of your day. And,
W8RIT.
Kilo 8, Kilo Juliet.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon to you. I'm heading home from work.
kind of a nice day at work actually today, doing some training, so that was kind of nice. I'm kind of enthused about it. Let's see here. I'm trying to think if I've chatted with you before. I think, if I'm not mistaken, are you still in high school? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I'm in middle school.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, tell me about what you'd like to do in the ham radio hobby. What sort of interest do you that you'd like to get into? I've been in the hobby for quite a while myself, and there are still new things I'd like to get into that I really haven't experimented with or anything.
It's mainly HF and DMR for me. I'm more into digital myself, but I'm more into UHF, HF, and DMR. I don't know, I still haven't gotten a regular. I only have some time to get a regular.
Okay, Sean, it was a little bit choppy. I didn't really get all that. You weren't holding the repeater firmly enough. But I heard you were interested in HF digital and DMR. Well, DMR is kind of my latest thing here. I got fairly recently a DM32 from Baofeng, and sitting here trying to figure out how to properly program it and everything. So I'm making baby steps, but I still have to learn some things as far as how to get everything to work together properly here. I think I've got some talk groups and a frequency set up for KA8WYN repeater, and so far I have not heard anything. I've heard a little bit that I think had been some brief snippets of some digitized audio, but I have not really heard a conversation as of yet, so they try some others out here. And, waiting to see if I can get a code plug from a friend. That way I can have a guide to go by and figure out some other things later on, like, you know, that contact list and such. But, yeah, I do some HF digital myself, like doing some of that. Anything from PSK to PSK31, and I've done a little bit of some FT8 on HF, but not very much at all. I've been a latecomer to the games, actually, because when I first got licensed, PSK31 was the popular HF mode, and I didn't really participate too heavily in it. I mean, I dabbled in it, but didn't get too serious into it. So, yeah, there's always sorts of other avenues of digital on HF too as well. You know, whether it's Olivia, MT63, or others. You know, I was just looking at another one too. Another friend is talking about for digital voice on HF. I think it's also for VHF and UHF, but I don't think it's very popular as of yet. I think it's called M as in Mike, M23. But how are you as far as digital code plugs? Maybe you could help me out and give me some assistance.
Well, if you're rocking a DM32, do you want to use the direct messaging and or private call feature? Because if you do, you can still program it from the panel. You don't need a computer. You still have to be meticulously patient enough. I have a UB32, the analog version, which you could still program it in through that. And then once you program it in and then go into channel mode, all of your options pop up. In order to get, like, quick messages and whatnot, you have to use the computer programming software with them. 90% sure for Baofeng.
Yeah, I've got the software. I think it's CMS, CRS, I can't remember. Maybe for me, CRS would be more adept. Or adept, I should say. Anyways, yeah, I've been bit by bit there. And, finally figured out, the color code and, I doubt, but the frequency. But I'm trying to figure out some things like when you program it, how to program a talk group to a particular slot. And I think that may be my issue, so I'm going to do some more research on it. Yeah, it doesn't seem too bad. I wouldn't think for programming, It is relatively easy. Well, I haven't successfully done so yet, at least that I know of. But no, it doesn't really seem that hard. The only thing that would be slightly difficult by the keypad would just be entering in text. You know, not that it's, super hard or anything, but it's not quite as easy as just a keyboard and such. But I'm trying to do it by the software that way I can kind of visually see a little bit, well, not everything all at once, but I can visually see everything a little bit better, I guess, rather than go back and forth between channels and so. Yeah, I've got some things to do on that, so. I haven't done too much. I'm going to probably see about, my other friend is infecting me, as I'm putting it. Kind of getting me into some other areas like that. I haven't really done too much with any of the other VHF or UHF codecs, whether it's D-Star or System Fusion. So I'm thinking maybe this upcoming year for Dayton Tambin, I'll probably pick up some other radios for those, whether it's Daisy for System Fusion and Icon for D-Star. But we'll see. We'll see how big the pocketbook grows by that time. anyways, back to you there, Sean. W-A-R-I-T.
Thing for you. For slots, that is for like zones, correct? For your UB32 program at all three. Slots is for like zones, since I do not have a UB32, I know you don't know how to work on the way, but slots as in a zone, correct?
Okay, I'll answer that in a moment. I'm not certain, but I think there was a breaking station in there. I thought I heard somebody momentarily. So if there was a breaking station, go ahead, please.
This is November 8, Whiskey Juliet Lima. Good afternoon, gentlemen. So he's talking about DMR and stuff like that there. I gotta get back on there. I got a couple of DMR radios and also a thumb drive. I have a thumb drive through my computer. I can get on DMR, D-Star, and Fusion. And there's another mode I can get in there too, but yeah, that digital is works real good. Digital there. This is NAWTL. Whoever gets it, go ahead.
Hello, Jay. How are you? Well, I'm starting to slowly figure things out bit by bit here, but got to do some more learning on DMR, and maybe, like I said, I'll get some others. While back, got my DMR ID, so I got that squared away. And let's see, I'm going to have to figure out some other things. Sean, I'm not really certain about the zones myself. I'm still learning myself. I could be incorrect in it, but I think the zones might be possibly something like for the FBI radio system where it can, how do I put this, where it can receive you and then automatically ship you off, I guess, to where the reader that you'll get into stronger would be, if I'm understanding that correctly. But like I say, I'm still learning, and I'm kind of uncertain about the zones myself. So, I'm starting to put things together, but I'm not really certain I'm putting them together properly, I guess. I'm still trying to figure out, putting the round peg in the square hole, trying to figure out, where it goes. So. I'm not certain I can answer that question properly for you, Sean. I'm not authoritative on it, so giving my best shot on it. So, KEAFLY from W8RIT. Sean, KEAFLY, are you still there? Go ahead and make one. I don't know, Jake. You're the boss of the RAM. Yeah, maybe battery died. There were a couple spots when I was talking earlier. He was a little choppy, so I don't know maybe if he's in a dead spot nearby his home or not. So we'll just drag our feet and maybe jump back in. So anyways, I heard Jay. I'm planning on heading down to Dayton myself this year. hoping to put in my case request for the Friday. What about you? Did you plan on heading down yourself?
Get my team together, you know. They kind of running slow. I usually go every year. I've been going down to Dayton since the late 70s. I only missed maybe a handful of time. I usually go down there for one day or a whole weekend there, right?
Yeah, one of these times I'm going to have to do that, go down and see what they got from, contest university studies before Dayton. They've got a lot of other activities, so, yeah, one of these times I'm going to have to do that myself. And, I have not been to even new locations for Dayton. Last time I've been is when they were still at Hera Arena, so I'd kind of like to see what it's like. I've heard a little bit about it. So far, it seems pretty positive. Like it's, it's a clean, upbeat place, I guess. So maybe, Dave, you could tell me, I'm kind of curious for the sizes of the, both relative sizes in comparison, how are they from Hera Arena to what they have today? Is it similar for both, you know, the amount of vendors outside the flea market area and also for the internal vendors, I guess you could put them, the inside?
Well, Xenia, I mean, there's a lot of hams like Xenia, but I'm not crazy about the Xenia like I am. Like I was with the Hell Arena, but it's good. Considering we had to find another location, it's good. And the flea market is huge there, Roger.
All right, that's pretty good. I like to go on the outside almost as well. Yeah, I'd say probably even better than the inside. I think some of the newer vendors. Sometimes you go outside and you find some nice little treasures and just things that you, didn't even imagine, I guess, here. Well, if you would, Jay, share with me, tell me the pros and the cons. I think you probably are referring, you've got some cons to it, maybe just for your opinion, but fill the beans there, buddy.
Well, if you really want to see how Xenia is, all you have to do is go on the internet and type in Ham Convention 24 and Ham Convention 25. It'll show you both of those years. Of course, Ham 26 haven't came up yet, but there's a guy that takes the whole view, the whole thing down there, go ahead.
Or the best thing, go see it yourself, which is what I plan to do. I say I haven't been yet, not to the new one here. And I've got kind of a list of things that I'm, dreaming and window shopping for. Not really certain I actually really want to get them, but I've just got some things that are just, sticking in the craw, Something to open up the wallet a little bit and let the pocketbook get empty a bit. Like one of the things, I got to do some research on the entire line, but I'd like to just do a little research. Cause I'm kind of debating about getting like a flex radio for SDR for, a transmitter, transceiver. So kind of playing with that. And then the other thing, other item that I'm kind of tempted to, but I'm, from Heil Sound, forgot the name of the product of it. The parametric equalizer system. I forget what he calls it, PRAS, something like that. So I've kind of got that in, but I'm not really too definite on that one. I've got to think about that. Well, one of the things I want to learn a little bit more is I wonder if, because I have a DSP-599 for my digital audio filter, and I'm just kind of wondering if they would kind of be fighting each other for audio control, I guess, maybe, if that would be put the right way. Or if they would work together to provide better audio. But I'm thinking, I'm more or less taking a guess. I'm taking a guess that they're going to basically fight each other and they're not going to be complimentary to me to get better audio out of both of the devices. So. But I've got a couple things like that I'm dreaming on. And I'm, telling Sean here that, my other buddy, I've been putting it, expecting me. because I may come down and to Dayton and pick up maybe something for D-Star and System Fusion. So we'll see how that flies when the time comes. But what about you, Jay? You got anything in mind you'd like to pick up, or is it just head on down and see what's there?
Yeah, I'm just going to go down there and see what's there. Whatever catches my eye, you know, I'm going to get something there, no doubt about it. I'd like to give me an amplifier, but they are so expensive. I want to give me an HF amplifier as well as a 2-meter amplifier there. Yeah, so got to look around there. But were you wanting to talk about the digital DMR? Were you talking before I came on?
Probably, yes. I was talking with Sean about DMR. He told me I just picked up fairly recently, like a couple weeks ago, a DM32UV. And I'm trying to fully see about programming it. And I'm not certain I've got it done correctly, although I may have it correctly. I've got a program for one local repeater. But I'm also using my SDR running DSD Plus to decode audio, which I know will work. but so far, I haven't really heard any conversations on the repeater. I've seen the signal meter move, but I think it may be something to do with the repeater ID or something. But I have not yet been able to successfully listen to any conversations yet. So I may have it done correctly, it's just nobody's talking. that could be the case, too, there. Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to learn how to program the DM32 with the software bit by bit.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Who was you trying to listen in, like worldwide, North America, or what?
Just about anything. There were a few different talk groups that I did not program in for that particular repeater. The repeater is the one I saw on the CMRIT website for KAWYN over in Warren. I programmed in most. I don't think there were a couple talk groups I think they had, like for either Ohio and Pennsylvania or something like that. Those I did not program in, but I'm really looking just to see about any audio, and not even so much just amateur radio. Not that I want to transmit, but I would like to do it also just for reception on some booth.
This is TEFOY. Was someone just calling for me?
Phone is the Android. My work phone is iPhone.
Well, go to your Play Store on the Android and download MB. BM. See, yeah. Download BM Brandmeisters, and you can hear all kind of conversation going on DMR there, on worldwide, North America wide, and Canada wide, and some of these other places around the world. There, you can go that way if you just want to listen.
Well, I don't really want to be listening primarily from my phone for radio as far as that goes, but I think it's kind of 50-50. I want to do it, you know, so I have the availability to talk in ham radio for DMR repeaters. I've got that, you know, capability. But I'm also doing it for the hobby that's non-amateur radio, which would be just for, reception and such. It's kind of interesting, I think, to listen and figure out, you know, who's using what frequency and, you know, what kind of business they are and such. Just a little odd thing here. Anyways, back to you today. I'm probably going to be in for one more because I'm sitting in the driveway here. I'm going to run on in, and now I'm probably going to play some more radio, I think.
Okay, well, you got your DMR number, right?
Roger, yes, I do have my DMR ID.
Yeah, well, I could probably talk to you through my computer. You know, I have a DMR number as well. I can get on DMR, D-Star, Fusion on my computer, although I do have, I got, how many portables? I got a Motorola XPR6550 can do DMR. I got a Anytone, the first Anytone that came out, 868, that can do DMR, and I can do D-Star. I have a D-Star mobile radio, the Icon 5100, and I do have a Fusion radio, which is in the shop, should be back in a week. The 9918, it do Fusion there, so, yeah, I guess around there, Roger.
Well, hey, maybe you could do me a favor. I think you said you had some files on thumb drive, and I don't know if they would be compatible or not. Probably not with the radio, but maybe you could shoot me over the file by email that I could use to look at. Might maybe different for your radio and such, but I'd like to find out because I'm not certain what all you need. Okay, I've got a. So the other thing I have not done with my radio is RTFM. I have not read the flipping manual yet. So that's the other thing I got to do here too, which would help out to increase some knowledge. But yeah, you see, I got to figure out on the radio how or if you need to program the talk groups per a slot. That part I have not seen. So, and then that may be the key to my problem here. So, yeah, I've got some others I've got to program in. I'm kind of trying to figure out what ones I had in here. I don't think I've got talk group IDs for most of the others. I think that one was the only one that I had any info for. I think I got a couple from off the Siemens website for the talk groups there. I don't know if I've got those programmed in yet or not. But maybe you could shoot me an email, Jay. I'd appreciate that. Maybe if you could just send me one, and I don't know what software you but I'd maybe have to something different than CMS. I'd have to download it to open up the file and take a look at it. So that's one thing I've got to double check. If I'm doing this part correctly, putting the talk group into a appropriate slot. Let me toss it back to you though, Jay.
Hi, Sean.
We were looking for you when you disappeared earlier. Come on back in and join the conversation.
My bad. I was running to my kitchen to grab a snack. Sorry about that.
Well, you could go on the internet and type in Moto. DMR Moto. Let's see, DMR Moto. What's it? You can see all the people all over the world coming in there. And when you key up, it'll show your name, your ID number, and everything as well.
That's the talk group, isn't it? That's just the talk group. I'm not sure if those go across the world. I'm not sure if those go across the nation or if that's like a VOLTE thing, but I want to look into that further because I'm kind of curious about that.
Sean, yeah, it's always a good thing to talk food on the radio here. I'm a fat boy, so that's always a good topic for conversation here, so. Anyways, I'll let you two carry on, and Jay, I'll keep you in mind for the DMR, and see if I hit you up later for that here. 7-3, to both of you, have a great afternoon. W-8-R-I-T.
Just remember, M-O-T-O. M-O-T-O, D-M-R. D-M-R. And it'll come up. And you'll see all the people all over the world. You'll see them keying up on every system. And it'll from all over the world. And as soon as you key up, It'll show your ID, your name, and everything, what system you're going to as well. Just figure out, throw that in there. This is November 8, Whiskey, Julie and Lima.
Jay, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever heard of people using Hytera for ham radios? I've never even heard of Hytera. Apparently they were professional. Apparently one of my bus drivers, old companies use them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I've heard of it, but I don't know anyone that uses it too there. No doubt about it. What are you using? No. If it ain't Christopher could probably tell you.
I have to go 7-3. Hold on. This is TEFOY 7-3. Sorry about that. I have to go 7-3.
Hytera started out as a commercial brand. Then they found out about the amateur market, and they entered it. And the hams have been happy. 73, WIX.
Yeah, Christopher, it's too bad you're not going to be able to go to Dayton, but me and Charlie, we're going down there for the whole weekend there. And, yeah, it should be exciting.
Yeah, just make sure you're extra healthy then. Don't want no surprises like a couple of years ago.
What are you talking about, Christopher?
You forgot about what happened when you went down to a Milton and the guys?
Yeah, enlighten me.
Yeah. Yeah, you spent, what, 1-2 days in the hospital?
No, not me. It's been no 1 or 2 days to the hospital.
Well, you left a swap in an ambulance.
Yeah, one day I did. That was, that was Friday. It was Saturday was a good day. Friday was too hot. And Milton had me walking all through the flea market. It just got too hot, man. I had to go inside. Suffering from exhaustion, I don't know.
Dehydrated.
I think that'll work. Yeah, that's it. And but I was all right. I had my insurance. They took care of me there. I settled down there. They took care of me, and I took care of them when I got back home. Before I had that bill, I would hate to have to pay that bill if I didn't have insurance.
Yeah, you were lucky about that, yeah. Well, you make sure you just have, you're drinking water or juice or something.
No doubt about it. It's too bad you didn't come in earlier, Christopher. It was a guy. I forget his name there. I want to know more about the DMR radio.
Oh, is you, Milton, Charles, and somebody else that went with you? I can't remember who it was.
That was it that particular year.
Yeah, I don't remember who the fourth guy was. Who were you talking to earlier?
I forgot his name.
Sounded young. Was it a guy or a girl?
Well, it was a young guy and an older gentleman was in there. It was three of us.
Oh, sorry I scared him away. I talked to a lady on D-Star last night on 66 Delta. He was talking to, talking to Doc, some lady come in from New Hampshire. My God, she had a signal.
Yeah, Roger. Okay. Yeah, but that's great, Daddy. It's great. I called Charles
I said, Charles, it's getting late in the year now. It's getting late in the season, man. We got to get up to Rome. Yeah, I'm going to look, because if we don't, we might have to go to Kentucky to get a room, man. All the rooms in Ohio will be filled up down in Dayton. So I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to get down there. Oh, boy, see what they got. They always got something. They always got something that I want.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to go down there with a truck and a whole lot of money. Buy up some of their stuff. The old stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, Christopher. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. It's just DMR starting to come back, but DMR was really jumping around here when Colin was here. You know, worldwide, North America, they used to have a net going on worldwide on Saturday. People from all over the world checking in. Oh, they probably still do it. I got to check into that. Then they, and they had all these doggone talk groups, events, different events you can talk to. And one thing I like about DMR, you know, in this area, you know, you can, Collins had, you know, he had it where we had hooked up with Detroit and, Mount Clemens and, Novi and, Southgate. And if you're going south and get out of range of one, you can jump into, Toledo's, thing, what a rubber duck. I used to love that.
Good network. He really did. And when he left, it just went to him. I mean, when it doesn't have any internet connectivity, all those repeaters become local repeaters.
Yep, yep. There you go.
I tried to get Charles to go with me over to Worldwide. He goes, oh, well, I don't want to step on anybody, though. Charles, there's no internet connectivity. It's a local machine. It only talks to the area it's in. Well, I don't want to step on anybody. There's nobody there. The repeaters are all sitting there collecting dust.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, man. Oh, dog, it, I hate it. My 991 in the shop, man. And the guy almost scared the heck out of me. How much it's going to cost me to get it repaired?
What happened to it this time?
The panel's blue.
That means you have a bad match on one of your antennas.
Well, this particular day it had I was talking to my buddy over in Maryland, and he believed that, because at that time we had like an ice storm. Well, last week or something like that, week before last, however it was, and I could smell my antennas. I mean, I could smell radio, got the smoke, and I could smell the smoke. So therefore, you know, I think what it was, like you said, it had a bad match.
Yeah, how else could they ever do that? Our goaded antenna come right back into the radio as heat, you know, take out the vinyl. May not take them out at one time. It'll slowly cook them to death.
Yep. Roger, roger. Well, let's put that baby in the shop. And, I didn't want to send it. Yezu. It'd take too long. Because my radio's not on the warranty anymore. Yezu, last time I had it in the shop over there, it was in there for about almost 2 months.
Well, the lucky thing is they still have those final modules that do all of HF 2 meters and 70 centimeters, so at least you know, it's not like they're waiting on parts.
Right, absolutely. Oh, well, it is what it is. Oh, darn it.
Ooh, I wish I could have got that plate for my other radio, my 847. God dang it. Plug and play. UPS, when they dropped that radio, oh, man, knock off three of the knobs and stuff, and the big knob crack. But somebody was selling that faceplate on eBay, and I got there too late. Okay, somebody told me, I think, John D3 MPH, but by the time I could require about it, somebody had already bought it.
Yeah, I saw that face plate on eBay along the wall. That's just what Jay needs, along with a lot of other things. But a couple days ago, I think it was Saturday, I was on QRZ. There was a guy selling an 847 with the desk mic, with the speaker, and something else, a power supply. $650 he wanted for the whole kit caboodle. Whoa. I almost wrote him a check.
Roger, roger. Yep, yep. It's all good, Chris. All good. And did I hear you go to shock Saturday?
No, John and I went to shock on Monday. A week ago Monday. We went to the Livonia Club meeting was Monday after the swap. The swap was Saturday. The meeting was Monday, and John goes, "Hey, do you like going to Chats?" I'm like, "Yeah." Man, I've never seen that place so empty. I mean, must have been five people in there, and only one girl, Christina, was there. All the rest of the girls, Abby was out of town, and Emily doesn't work on Mondays. Christina was working by herself. Then later on, her brother came in, and I guess he closes the place up at night.
Yeah, Roger. We got to go back up there, but I just wouldn't go on up there because it's too cold, and first of all, I don't want to break down when it was that cold, when it's real cold going up there. And they play stay kind of cold. So, but you have to go back up there. I miss they salad and fish and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had a mushroom Swiss burger. John had the what were they called? Corned beef egg rolls. Got two of them. And then he ordered a side of onion rings and a side of salad and a side of something else. It must have cost him $25 for everything. You know, because everything, you know, side of this, side of that, you know.
Roger, roger. Okay. Yeah, we got to head back up to the 6th. Yeah, go up there Friday, something this come Friday. Yeah, I missed that though. I love the walleye fish and salad stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to back out of here, Chris. Stand on the side here because we've been on here quite a while here. So, let me let you go, and I'll get back with you at AWJ.
All right, Jay. Yeah, I just got back from CBS. I had to pick up some more pills, and I got a shot while I was there. I'm gonna be in a really bad mood tomorrow. The shot they gave me, it was a big, long shot. Oh my God! Tomorrow I'm gonna be dragging my right arm behind me. At least that's the way it's gonna feel. Catch you later, W. Ida.
All right. Okay. Well, have a good day, and hope you get better. And W. Clear up, monitor.
You heard Robert was an accident, right?
What Robert?
88
ZGR? Oh, well, I was talking to her when it happened, Chris.
That's right. I was listening. I was going to see him, and then I heard him yell out, "Oh, man, I just got hit." I said, "Oh, no." of course, I don't have his number. I couldn't catch him if he was okay. But he sent me an email, showed me a picture, destroyed his tail. He bought a new one for $29.
Yeah, Roger. That's true. We was just talking. He came in there. And let me see, who was talking? Me? It might have been you. George was in there, and he was just talking. Hey, wait. Oh, man, I just got hit.
I know, and we all heard it. I mean, we all heard the crash.
So, yeah, but, yeah, so he said, I don't know wherever he was going, but he said, well, he ain't going now. He figured he'd go back home. He'd turn around. When he was actually making the police report stuff.
Apparently, he takes Pontiac Trail all the way out to pick up his kids. He said, he went to see the ice. So I figured, he called him, said, not going to come this week. We just come and ask him. Turn around and went home.
Connected to CMN Network.
WIX clear.
Good, 7 degrees. I see somebody's connected. All right, and AW clear.
Hey, Jay, did you get the email I sent you?
I guess, Chris, I ain't look.
Yeah, it was about N4RTD. Just click on the link, it'll show you where he is.
Oh, I'll do that, but right now, this guy working on my bathroom, I gotta go check.
Roger that,
WIXL. AWXL.
KCAKJO.
KCAKJO.
Is that you out there, Wyatt? KF8FQM? This is KCAKJO.
KJO. KF8TIC. What's happening?
KF8BRC. How's it going, Jack? KCAKJO. You out and about tonight?
You know what, you're right, I was gonna go somewhere and I decided not to. How you doing?
Oh, just finishing off the day. Gotta get fuel for this beast and then off to home for the night. And tomorrow I got Grand Blanc and who knows where I'm going from there. Thursday's gonna be busy. That's one call in Flint and then shooting up to Petoskey.
Yeah, well, a long drive. Anyhow, well, that's everyday low price for you, I believe that.
Yeah, we kind of settled on Thursday. We try to do stuff on the west side, like Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today was an exception. I had something in Armada I had to take care of. So we're doing Wednesday, Thursday this week. And we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it's not too long of a day, but you know me, it ends up being a longer day than expected.
Yeah, I know you. Anyhow, sometimes it goes that way, you know, right around here and there. And then you get a one customer, oh, hey, this doesn't work. Can you come by? And he's way over there. It does happen, same thing to me. It happened a long time ago, not now, but, you know, we took care of that.
Yeah, that's usually about how it goes. And then they say, hey, can you go grab this one out here? It's an emergency. We don't have anybody but closer. Everybody's 4 or 5 hours away on the other side of the stadium. We're like, yeah, sure, why not? We'll drive 2.5 hours, go take care of it, drive home. You know? Money is money.
So they say, when there's money out there, don't grab it. Don't let it go. If be trouble, take it right away.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I work 8 hours, and after 8 hours, I get paid time and a half for anything after 8 hours. So that works for me. I'll go anywhere they send me. You know, but we'll see how it rolls this week. KC at KGL Friday.
Well, that's the way it goes. If you want something, you better get it up.
Shortly. 73 in your final. Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good talking to you. We'll talk again. KFA DIC. WDA.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Echo, what the fuck are we using, Mongoose?
WABPD.
Brian out there?
Yes, it is. Good evening, Jack.
Well, good evening, Brian. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm heading to the bowling alley for an evening of entertainment.
That's good. We'll have fun after work. I like that.
Yeah, I gotta let my hair down every once in a while. You know, this is my one thing to keep me moving at night. Other than that, it's, I gotta sit around, wait for nets or something like that, but the only thing that gets me out of the house. Bowling on Tuesday, bowling every other Saturday, and bowling every other Sunday.
That's the enjoyment you have. This is good. Good
enjoyment. Excellent. KFA, DIC. Yeah, this morning I couldn't hang around for the brew crew this morning because we had the plant manager was supposed to walk through. But it didn't matter. I didn't see the eclipse anyways. I drive in the wrong direction.
Always it's got to be that way after the plant manager. I used to do the same thing when I used to work for Chrysler. They come in, I go in the wrong direction. Oh, I'll be back. I just got to go and get some from here and then come back. That's what I say.
Yeah, well, they're trying to take our chairs away from us, even though some of us sit at benches and do paperwork and stuff like that. But, you know, whatever. I only got to deal with it for another few months, I hope.
Yeah, it won't be that long anyhow. A few months is not that long, like a year or 3 years or 10 years or 20 or something like that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just, you know, take her easy and relax and have fun. Really, I would have fun. the way it is out there, and get that thing over with in a few months.
Well, 2 weeks I drop my paperwork, and then I'll find out more about what's going on.
Well, 2 weeks is not that far, anyhow. It'll be 2 weeks by the time you close your eyes, open your eyes, and 2 weeks are gone.
Well, I haven't heard them releasing anybody yet, not from my department, so I don't know how long it's going to be after paperwork gets done. They say as early as the month you drop your paperwork, but one guy dropped his in January and he's still there, so we'll see. Maybe they'll get their butts in gear and we'll figure it out and it won't be that long.
Yeah, I think so, because this is the first of the year, you know what I mean? They'll be busy for a couple of months, and after that, they ain't got nothing to do. And, you know, they'll wait till September, so the 27th goes out. So they won't have nothing to do another couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I just gotta be careful for the first. Hopefully everything goes as planned and everything transitions smoothly, but right now I'm going to start cutting back on spending my pennies so that I got a few extra bank in case something doesn't go right.
The way I said, whatever they give you, it really is, you know. If they give you a Saturday, take Saturday. If they give you something, take Sunday too.
Oh, I've pretty much been doing that, but, no, it's just, I'm going to live my life. I'm not going to worry about it too much, and, get a little bit back in taxes. That should hit at a good time, so I won't be in a bind, but, you know, I just don't want to go spending money frivolously at this point. And then I get my dental work done, and I just bought a brand new bowling ball. I'm picking that up today to bowl with, so yeah, I'm done spending for a little bit, except for breakfast. If they don't ask me to work, then I'm going to breakfast.
Oh yeah, well, we bought a bowling ball. Is good anyhow. Thank you. It'll give you a good time, you know what I mean? Have a good time, and I wouldn't worry about it too much, really, about buying that bowling ball. It's not much, really. I know that, you know what I mean? But always have a good money. Always.
Well, the new bowling balls, you know, they're going for $200 to $300. So it's not like in the old days when it was 50 or 100. Just like everything else. And I'm noticing gas is jumping now because of the situation around the world. They just keep hammering us. Oh well, no profit sharing, prices are going up. Yeah, great time to retire.
Well, sometimes it goes that way, Brian. It really is. Sometimes it goes the other way. Depends. You know, I seen those days long time ago. They coming and going. Sometimes hard, sometimes not hard. Make a good money. And that's how it goes in this life.
Yeah, well, like I said, the wife's got her ropes in me for the church part-time, helping my brother-in-law out, so it won't be too bad, I guess. We will have at least some money coming in. I guess that's what I get to spend. The rest of it,
The rest of it, Mama controls.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. If that makes you happy, it's nice. And it's good. Just keep going. If it doesn't make you happy, then you got to find something else. A little bit more money, that's all.
Yeah, one of the guys that retired a couple of years ago decided that he wasn't ready to just slow down enough. He went and got the same type job working at GM plant closer to his house because he came from Grand Blanc. Now he's working in Orion Township, I guess, Orion area. And he's doing the same thing he was doing before he retired for General Motors instead of Chrysler. And I don't think I'll be that bored. I don't think I'll want to go into a position where I was, but as a new guy, on the off shift and everything like that. So, yeah, maybe I'll get a job at a grocery store.
Yeah, I should look for something and a little bit better and good money. Just a little bit more money, that's all. For, you know, breakfast and here and there, you know, and take care of a few bills from the family, that's it.
KFASQN.
Good evening, Wyatt. Come on, talk to us.
I just wanted to jump in here really quick and say, good evening to everybody.
Well, good evening to you. Over to Jack.
Well, good evening, y'all, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing? Back over to Jack.
We're doing good day by day. And that's what it's all about. When you're retired, you're doing good day by day. That's all you can do. Over to Ryan.
Well, I guess I'll find out about that day by day stuff. But yeah, I'm almost to my destination. I got about 2-3 minutes left. And I have to jump out. So I'm going to say 73 here. Wyatt, good hearing you. You on your base station?
Yes, I am with that A-Town. My antenna is in a bucket full of rocks right now. You probably heard me telling, I think, KFAFFQ on the air. But, yeah, I'm on my base station.
Which repeater are you going into right now? Because you sound fabulous. 5-9.
Coming in from the the Romeo repeater.
Oh, very good. All right. And I'm pulling in the parking lot now, so I'll talk to you gentlemen later. W8VPD 73 on your final.
Hi, Brian. Take care. And don't mind here, too, and have a good evening. KFA-DIC.
Yep, good evening to you, Brian, and I had a nice time talking to you and Jack. KFA-FQN. Jack, are you still there?
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, go ahead. Are you on Echo Link or are you on walkie-talkie?
I'm actually using my base station. I got the Anytown 778 hooked up to a base antenna.
What's the name of that radio again?
Anytown 778
radio check.
KFA-FQN, breaking station, please go ahead.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee.
Was there a conversation going on? Did I just break into that by accident?
There was, but yeah, you're totally fine. You're loud and clear.
All right, what's your call sign again? How's it going for you today?
Roger, my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. That is KF8FTN. Can you repeat your call sign for me, please?
My call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee. KEFLY.
Roger, KEFLY. Well, it's nice meeting you. I think, I've heard you on the air before, have I?
Actually, yes, I think we have talked once.
I remember you were talking, I forgot his call sign, with that, one guy, but, it's nice hearing you again, and, I'll hand it over to, Jack. I believe his call sign is W8DRC.
Hi, guys. Take care. I gotta get something to eat. I'm hungry. So you guys take care. Good talking to both of you, which is I haven't. I don't know the other gentleman. It's the first time I heard him out there. KF8DRC.
KF8FQN. Well, it was nice hearing you on the air, Jack, and, I think we've only talked, like, two times. That's when I first got my, ticket, but, you have a good rest of your evening. It's 7:30 to you, and I'll hand it over to Sean.
Yeah, we have talked before, and, I'm just curious what city are you in right now? I'm in, Shelby Township right now. What city are you in?
Roger, I'm in Emily City, in Lapeer County.
Emily? So far from here. Shelby Township. Impressive. What rig are you rocking? What rig are you using?
There you go. I'm using the Anycone 778. And that's hooked up to a Diamond X50 base antenna. What kind of radio are you using?
Well, I have a Blue 32, but that one decided to die on me since I'm a goof and I forgot to charge it, so I decided to grab my UV5R and grab a 43. With a hand mic. That seems to be doing until my UV32 charges.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish I had a UV32. I got the AR-152, I don't know if you heard of it, it's the TRZ-1. It's a little HD-2. I just got this radio, this Anytone. It's a mobile one. I just got it hooked up to a power supply. But his call sign is, I kind of forgot it. I think it's like, KFAFLY, I think. His name is Joe, and he gave it to me. But, yeah, you sound, like, loud and clear.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm hitting it loud and clear with the UV5R. The radio's only, like, 5 watts or something. Hold on, my... My neighbor's yard, 1 second.
Roger, KF8FQN, standing by.
And go to try and meet you or something like that, God forbid. Anyway, I took a Vertex VX2100 mobile here. Still working on it. Bought one off today, and I'm just waiting for that to get here. These are the same type of radios, my,
far as school bus views, I took inspiration from them, so just cool. And bought mobile, sorted out, and I bought a piece of plot also.
Roger, hey, you're loud, but you aren't so, I mean, you're clear, but you, like, as you're transmitting, you're, cutting in and out. Like, I heard some stuff, like, you were taking inspiration from your school, buses radio. That's really all I heard.
Yeah, I'm getting a Vertex VX2100. Which is, it's an old one, but it has 45 watts and it's UHF, so, you know, checks off all my boxes.
I've never heard of that radio, but it sounds like a really good radio. Where that brand, have I heard about of the brand or, like, that type of radio? I've never actually, like, seen it in person or anything. But, I got you loud and clear now. You're not cutting in or out anymore, though. Whatever you did, that's working really good. And what repeater are you getting into?
Far and my mind from the repeater situation.
Yeah, my righty. Can you say that again? Yeah, you're really staticky in that last.
Is your question, how far am I from the repeater?
Yes, it was.
Full disclosure, I have no clue. I honestly do not know. I just tried to connect to the repeater. Throw it to the L-tone and call it. I do not know how far I am from the repeater.
Yeah, Roger. I was just wondering because, especially with, like a UV5R, I believe you're using, or something similar to that. I'm kind of surprised at how loud and clear you're coming in here. It took me a solid 2 months to figure out the hotspot for my HTs. But, yeah, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 12 right now, and I'm just kind of getting things cooking right now. I'm just getting things just worked out and just getting everything set up.
Yeah, Roger, same here. I'm kind of just developing my setup and everything like that, but that's awesome. I'm 11, so 1 year age difference, that's awesome. You're the first youngest person I've ever heard on ham radio, so that's really awesome. I'm glad to hear somebody my age on here, too.
Well, I have a question for you. This one just out of here.
TFAF2N. You cut in and out there really bad. I'm sorry to say this again, but can you repeat your last?
That doesn't make sense, so I'm on high ground right now, but, have you experienced dead hams? That's just one out of curiosity, and have you used HF and DMR yet? And if so, what rig are you rocking for those?
I want to get a DMR, but I don't have any, radios for it yet, and if you're referring to, like, silent keys, like, I could be so wrong about this if this is what I copied, but if you're talking about, like, silent keys, like, somebody I knew that passed away, no, and I kind of don't want that to happen.
No, I was talking about sad hams, like, people who yell at you on the radio. Have you ever experienced that yet? I did a couple hours ago. There was some guy on another HF frequency yelling, "Oh, you can't hear me, you just can't da-da-da-da-da-da-da." So, have you ever experienced one of those guys yet? I'm just curious, honestly.
I'm sorry about that. I thought you said dead hams. I'm like, bad hams? I have on 7.200 on HF. Never go on it. There's people cussing,
really bad ham operators or non-licensed people there, but I have had one instance. I think it was on the W8LEP repeater where somebody was, I just got my license, like, the same day. That was January of this year. And, yeah, he was yelling at me, too, saying that, like, I was doing stuff wrong and stuff. But really, just don't listen to them because they're, yeah, bad hams. And there's, for every 1% of bad hams, there's 99% of good hams.
7.2 megahertz. The amount of things I've heard on there, I have heard the most diabolical things on there. I have heard people say absolutely outrageous things on 7 megahertz. I mean, half the time they're not even licensed, but still saying ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, I know that. There's somebody who uses, like, pre-recorded voices, and he was, like, cursing people's bloodlines, and there's, like, normal people that are trying to have normal conversations, and then there has to be the people on there that, yeah, are just, like, pushing 3,000 watts, ruining everybody's time on there. But, they can stay there. I don't want any of them moving to any other frequency or band, because that would not be fun.
I remember you saying that one other time I met you, I remember you talking about there was a guy that was pushing 2,000 watts and went through 100 different, who went through like 100 megahertz with 3,000 watts of power somehow.
Oh yeah, his bandwidth was like a whole 2 to 3 megahertz wide. It was bad, and when he talked, his voice was the most, like, distorted, like, it was almost like he was using a voice changer, but because it was, like, so much loss on whatever radio he was using, and it, yeah, his signal just sucked.
I have a buddy of mine who, it's one of my friends' dads. He's really into him. He's way big into him. He has been for, like, 10, 20 years now. He recently bought a Kenwood TS990S. It's $10,000 new. God forbid, he hooked up an amp set. He hooked up he has, like, 1,100 watts. I think that's the phone number, don't quote me. That's his radio already pushes out 200. It's 200 watts plus 1,000. So 1,200 watts of utter insanity.
Really? Wait. Is that a CB radio? Or is that like a ham radio?
What?
Jeff, look up Kenwood TS990S. It was a Jeff ham.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought it was, like, CB. Handheld radio from the 80s. It's called the Cobra HH3. It's about 4 watts, but people on there run 3,000 watts, too, because I think on TV there's, like, zero restrictions. Like, you'll hear truckers on there, and, yeah, their voice just sounds so distorted, and it's, like, you can hear them down a whole, like, other channel.
Okay, this isn't CB. We don't say break if we want to break in unless we have an emergency, and you guys, someone said it twice now.
Thank you.
Jack, you're not making it, and you don't say the word break unless you have an emergency on ham radio. You could have just put your call sign out. W8CMN.
W8CMN, this is Chaos8FQN. Yeah, we know that. We're just talking about CD. But I'm pretty sure Sean and I Yeah, I know that. Break is only for emergency on here. But thank you for telling us that, and I appreciate you getting on here. CF8FQN, back over to John.
FOY to
FOY.
I think it was CF8FQN.
CF8FQN. So I think we doubled there. I believe you're calling me. I'm here, and I hear you loud and clear too.
Good. But I see there was a guy. I don't know what on earth this guy had. He had something like a base station with an amplifier on an FRS channel. He went through like four. He was on like five different channels.
On an FRS channel, really?
I mean, yeah. Like, we get it. You want to have clear communications. But seriously, like, I'm impressed that he even, like, got a base station to work with FRS. That's absolutely ridiculous. But nevertheless, he did it, and he went across, like, four different channels. Yes, there was an actual guy on FRS.
Wait. So FRS is what, 460 megahertz, sorry, and, so he was using, like a base antenna, or, like kind of how you have, like, your mobile radio, like, hooked up to a power supply, and, like, he was using that for FRS?
I don't know what that guy was, but it's probably, like, a Motorola freaking mobile or something. I don't know. He went across four or five different channels, which is absolutely insane. But yeah, he pulled that off.
So he was heavy pushing a lot of watts. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, because I don't. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think your antenna. I mean, it affects your signal quality and stuff, but I think it's wattage that affects your bandwidth, I believe. I could be wrong about that, though.
It's mainly just wattage. You're right about that. It's mainly just wattage. But, yeah, that's, like, how do you even do that with a Motorola? That's, like, I don't know how he did it, but I'm honestly kind of impressed in the sense that this guy who was using FRS got a base station of sorts. That was probably like a 50-watt mobile, or I don't even know what he's using. And he somehow got it to work with FRS, which I'm honestly kind of impressed.
That's insane. Yeah, I've never heard of that on FRS before, but yeah, that's crazy. I would recommend it's receive only, and this is if you like satellites. I'm a diehard for satellites and stuff. I'm actually getting a satellite kit, maybe for my birthday. I'm asking for it, but it's called a RTL SDR. That is Romeo Tango Lima, Sierra Delta Romeo, and it's like a plug-in to your computer, and it turns it into a radio, and you get to see like the waterfall display, and it shows you all the signals from 500 kilohertz all the way up to like 1.7 gigahertz. So if that interests you, that would be a kind of recommendation if you want.
That's actually kind of cool, but I will check that out. I'm not really into FDR. I'm more into professional and DMR. I just scored me a Motorola XPR 5580E 900 megahertz DMR radio recently, actually.
All right, Roger, and FDR is just like a receive only, and it's like a radio, but it shows you all, like, it's really good for satellites, which is, I want to get one. It's about $40 on Amazon, but, I've heard of that radio before, on a bunch of YouTube reviews, and, for the first time ever, I logged down W8CMN in my logbook on QRZ. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but, I mean, it's a call sign. Yes, I have to end. Well, I'm gonna go. I gotta go eat dinner, so I had a good time talking to you, and I had a good time meeting you again. This is the first time we actually talked for a while, and I'll say 7-3 to you. Maybe we can talk to each other tomorrow, and you have a good rest of your evening, and 7-3 to you. This is KF8FQN, clear and your last.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8FQN. Hello, Sean, you have a good evening, and 7-3 to you. I don't know if you copied me, and I gotta go eat dinner, so 7-3s, and I had a good time talking to you, and maybe we're gonna talk tomorrow, and this is KF8FQN, 7-3s, and clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FQN testing.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.